Hi, I'm Corey.
I'm Jess.
Today we're going to be reviewing Nosferatu.
Coming up next. Okay, so Nosferatu 2025 is a remake of two previous movies from, I don't know, the 70s and the early 1920s. It's about a vampire and his human lover and the sexual tension between them. So I really, really loved this movie. I was really excited to see this movie, and I'm really excited to be here talking about it with my good friend Corey. Corey, what did you think about this movie?
You know what? I was not a fan, Jess. I'm so sorry. I did not initially connect with the movie, but after reading some stuff, I think I get it more. I will say I really did love the shots and the coloring. Did you have any thoughts
on
that?
I mean, it's just a beautiful looking movie, right? Truly. The whole aesthetic of it is so cool. I think that the moment that like really drew me in when I was watching it was when Nicholas Holt's character is going down the road and we see the shot when the carriage pulls up. It's just gorgeous.
It's so pretty.
It's so pretty.
It's like dreamlike in a way. Like
exactly.
It's so, but I don't know. It's just beautiful. And also I think that it's like a really cool way of depicting like a dusk dawn type of time of day. Like, I don't know. I thought it was just really dreamy.
Yeah.
Cool.
I like that it wasn't fully black and white, but it had like those kind of stylistic elements to it.
Yeah.
That was definitely my favorite part about this movie was like, it was a gothic horror movie and it fully leaned into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably like, I get why some people are a little like put off by that and don't love it. But
yeah.
I loved how far into it they leaned. And I loved like the way they incorporated the colors and the music and the just everything about it. Like, I think especially the shots where they showed his hand like reaching out over the town, the shadows of his hand, like all of the shadow work in it was
super
cool.
With the curtain.
Oh, just so cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was definitely the best part of it for me. I think another part that I just loved was, I think like all of the performances really
were
so great.
Oh my God. Any standouts for you?
I mean, Lily Rose Depp. Obviously, like how watching her, like how do you do that?
I know when she got possessed and like contorted herself and like I can't get my tongue over here and like
I think I was sitting in the movie theater and when she was like rolling her eyes back, I was like trying to do it. I'm like, I was trying to do it because I was like, how does a person do
that? Gotta test it,
and I can't. Yeah, she was great, of course. Bill Skarsgård, like.
Always a pleasure to have.
Oh, love him. Shout out.
He's crazy. Like, I really appreciated the, like, practical stuff that they did and that they kind of didn't take it a very CGI route, at least with, like, his whole garb.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's the right word, but just the way that they did his costume was disgusting.
It was so horrible to look
at. Gross.
It was so gross.
Which is great. I mean, I was grossed out.
I really appreciate that they like didn't try to make him sexy. You know, it's a movie about sex and about sexual desire, and he is just the grossest looking guy ever.
Yeah.
And it's like it makes you feel so uncomfortable. But
it's
I don't know. I love that part of it.
I do too. You know what? I can appreciate that as well. What did you think of? Oh my God, who was the other husband?
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
What did you think of his performance?
I didn't love it.
Why?
I think that maybe it wasn't necessarily a problem with him. I think maybe he's just like not the type of actor to be in this movie because I've liked him in other things.
He has Instagram face?
He has Instagram face. And also like just Instagram vibes. I don't know. I think he wasn't like leaning into it as much as the rest of them were. You know, it's a full like I said, full gothic horror movie. Like you see Willem Dafoe's performance is just absurd.
Oh, he's great.
He's going crazy. Everyone's just going crazy
yeah.
the whole time. And I think Aaron Taylor Johnson was a little too muted for me. But I mean, it didn't ruin the movie. I just think that was probably my least favorite aspect of it.
Yeah, I will say I'm kind of forgetting his performance. So if that says anything,
exactly.
I
really liked also. Okay, the other thing I wanted to talk about with Willem Dafoe is the rat scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me about it.
They had 3,000 live rats on that set, Which, again, like, super cool that they didn't use CGI for that. Like, I just love that they had practical effects for most of it, and they had, they brought...
They just let him go?
I guess so.
Oh, my God.
I have questions about the logistics.
I feel like I would have gotten, like, bitten or something if I was on that set. I know. Something would have happened.
I would have been, when he was walking through, I was like, don't step on the rats, don't step on the rats. But it was such a cool scene. I don't know. That was one of my favorite
scenes. Well, yeah, it's disgusting. Like, it's, they really did a good job of that, I think. Also, just, like, what was really disgusting for me was the scenes where Nosferatu was, like, feeding on, oh, my God, like, just the body language and, like, the way that he was, I don't know, it was just so well done. And also, I kind of like that. I like that they thoroughly grossed me out.
Me too. I love a good
intention.
I love a good gross movie.
Yeah, totally.
It was, and it's, yeah, again, like, I think the combination with, like, sex in it, it was so cool. Like, it was just such a weird, I was like, I've never felt this before watching a movie.
It's
like,
supposed to be pleasurable, but it's disgusting at the same time.
Yeah, which was, I really loved. I think that, like, as far as the script is concerned, there were some lulls.
Yeah.
There. I know you didn't love it, and was it because of the script, or was it?
I think a little bit, yeah. I was talking earlier about, like, just the way that the story ended up playing out, and how the whole culmination kind of came to Lily Rose Depp's character kind of saving the day by sacrificing herself a little bit. But the whole... I mean, okay, she was sick for most of the movie,
yeah.
I will say. And that was the driver for, you know... her husband to go get Willem Dafoe and or whoever. Yeah, so there was just a lot going on in the story, which I do, as I'm talking about it, I do appreciate that they set that up. However, I wish that there was more of a focus on Lily Rose Depp's character. I mean, we came in to the movie with her perspective and we left with her perspective, but the whole middle part kind of got...
muddled.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I would have liked to see a little bit more of her. I didn't mind so much because Nicholas Holt's performance was, like, I was so drawn in by him. And I just, fair. Every scene he was in, I just loved it. And I could talk about this movie for, like, hours and hours on end. But but we only have 7 minutes. So at the end of the day, what would you score this movie?
I'm going to say a 6 out of 10.
Okay, what about you?
Yeah,
I'm giving it a 10 out of 10. This is my number one movie of 2024.
Hell yeah!
I loved everything about it. I know that there were definitely some flaws and some things I would fix here and there, but overall, I had the time of my life, and I really liked it.
I'm glad.
And that's all. Thanks for watching.